it's the wrong time that he was looking for time. So in such a case, we don't have to consider the question of whether we say, Kabul Mahaya or not. So they are most ashamed of, we don't take Kabul Mahaya. Since there is one person who knew, so the Malayans considered Kabul Ali Gabe Koloyonko. This is, I mean, and this is mentioned by the Rasha. Here, Mishmeres Abayis. But so the Melech, he asks Sikashe from the Gemore in Midori. He knows it. I ask you to go over the Gemore, he knows it a few days. So, if someone says to a shliach, Reuven said to Shimon, Tzevi kadosh liisho, and I rely on you and your judgment. So then Shimon disappeared. So in other words, he might have been Mikadish Ochim. And then he's Mikadish in woman, Leah. So Leah might be a sister of Ochim, so it's a Chisishte, mother of Ochim. So it's a Yishte, a daughter of Ochim. I mean, some Mele, she might be one of the Sheva crazies. Because when one marries a woman, so it becomes awesome in the Raise to marry four, seven crazies. Chazok shliach is, but if we didn't say Chazok shliach, we would say, Meichet he said that he was Mikadish, a woman. But since Chazok shliach is a shlichuse, so we have to assume that the shliach did shliches. Did shliches, and Mimele, any woman might be one of the Sheva Kredis. But of course, the Shem point out, suppose, let's say, he is Mikadish, a woman layer. And then he finds out that Leah has no mother, and Leah has no sister, and Leah has no daughter. So she doesn't have any one of the Shevet Levi. So naturally, he's allowed to marry her. He's not allowed to marry her. Or even if he's Mekadish Leah, if he wants to be Mekadish Leah, and he finds out that Leah has a sister, but Leah's sister had been married for 10 years, so maybe it couldn't have been the woman whom the Shliach was Mekadish for him. So he's also. So in other words, so when does Rabbi Yochanan say, also Chanoshe Shebeilom, if he doesn't establish these facts, but it doesn't mean that he cannot get married. In other words, without establishing these facts, he's not allowed to marry any woman. Because of the possibility, maybe that's a sister of the woman whom the Shliach was Mekadish for him. So, Chazok Shliach is Shlichusei Vechim Lipomish Lihor, Holy Yoda, Hei Miu Kodesh. Israel is Shlokish to Rabbi Yechon. Comes to Mo, let's say, Izal, Izome, Yildes, and Mitzere, so they have to bring a whole cow. One is a, one, Shnei Teirim, Shnei Neyeno, one is a Chatos, and one is a Neyo. So he has to be Kirei Hashem. One bird, one off, he has to be Kirei Hashem, he has to be Kiveya. Neyo, and one bird, he has to be Kiveya, Lechatos. So suppose he bought a pair of birds, a pair of aphids, and he did not make a declaration which bird should be used for a chatos and which bird should be used for an eil. That's called the kanstum shepok. But it was set aside already for the components of chatos and eil. Which one for chatos, which one for eil? Was not determined, but it was determined that the pair is set aside for the components of the eels. So one of the birds of that kind flew away. Or suppose it didn't fly away, but one of the birds died. So Mela had a counter effect. As long as they are both alive and he can see both, so then he has ways of identifying one from the other. But so Yikach Lezug Zug Mishem Vilu Kenifa Mufreshes in Litakone. So why in Litakone? Because as long as they were alive, so then he would be able to identify. But since one flew away, so he cannot recognize whether the one that remained is the one that he declared as the Chatos or the one that he declared as an Eil. Vilu Shoken and Dalme is Misakne. So what it means, so then he has to buy two birds, a whole cow. But why aren't we Cheshish after all? One bird from this nest flew away. Now when he goes to the market and he buys two birds, maybe one of the two birds happens to be that bird that flew away from his nest. And then somebody apprehended it. And then he's selling it. But so in other words, so it was already declared as a korban for Reuven. Now it already declared as a korban for Reuven, and then somebody else will buy it and it'll be makir for a different korban. It's really shocking in the alma miskinen. For my way, we call chodem chode dil mehailiu. Hailiu. So the answer is, we rely on Rov. Rov birds are not escapees. Escapee birds. I mean, who ran away from a nest after it was declared as a bird for a certain call. So we see that we go pass Rov. So why shouldn't Reuven be allowed to marry any woman in the world? After all, most women are not sisters of Rochel, whom the Shliach was Mikadish for. This is Gemara's kasha. Vilu shokin idal na miskinen, va my lemi kol chode v'chode v'yum mehainiu, omalei, ka mine ano, ishe d'loi naide, v'amvet li at isura d'nayet. So I told you a case of a woman that is Lenaid, because a woman stays in place. Rashi says, because Kol Kruido Bas Melech Imo. So in other words, so she doesn't move around. So Mimele, it's Kavua. So we cannot rely on Rov. Mashenke, in the case of birds, there we rely on Rov, because the derech of a bird is to fly away, not to stay in one place. So Mimele, we cannot say Kol Kavua Ki Mechtel Mechtel. Amina no ishel naide, vamet lo ati so naide, vichitei no chename naid, ima vishuke ashka vikodish. So why does Rabbi Yechiel say, osa b'chol anoshim shebeilom? In other words, he shouldn't come to a woman's house and have chupe with her over there in the house, because then it's kavua. But let him make up with her. He should meet her on the street, and then he'll be mikadosh her on the street. Then it will not be kavua. So it will be called the porridge. V'chiteinu achename nayed eima b'shuke ashkach v'kodish. So hosom hadro in the chuse. Gabi kam mihavra. So even if the woman, if that is mikadosh, happens to be on the street, not b'mkim akvies, so we still have to apply the din of kol kavua ki mechtzal. Why? Because this woman, so according to Rashi and Tesfes, so the pshat is true. Now, he was mikadosh, we assume that the Shliach Shimon was mikadosh Rochel for Reuven. Now, he meets in the street another woman, Leah, and he wants to be mikadosh. So we tell him, no, you cannot be mikadosh Leah. Why? Possibly, Leah is a sister of Rochel. But Leah, why should we say that Leah is a sister of Rochel? After all, there are millions of women who are not sisters of Rochel. There is only one sister of Rochel. So we should say, call the porridge, miru the porridge. The answer is, and she is mikadosh Leah on the street. Not, he doesn't go to her house to be mikadosher. So how can we say kavua? So Rashi and Tesfes, he knows, explain, because Hosom hatrel in the chusin. Leah, this woman, Leah, she is not going to stay here on the street all the time. Half an hour later, she'll go back to her house. So Mele, even since she's destined to go back to her kvias, so Mele, we cannot apply the din of Kol Yiporish Bo'odo. So that means, according to this pshat, that by Odo, we can't apply the concept of Kol Yiporish Bo'odo Porish only Ligabe. An inanimate object, or even a balchai, a behemo, it doesn't have the sense to go back to its natural domicile. Masha'inkin gabiodom, where is this, the person, the woman is disposed and has the intentions of going back to its, became acquiesced to its natural domicile, habitats of mele, even while she is poised from its habitat, from her habitat, so she's, it's also considered as if she is in its habitat. That's how it appears from this Gemara. So, Hosom Hadron Nechuse, Gabi Khan Nihad. So, Gabi Khan, so even though one bird escaped, and that one bird was already set aside for a chatos, so he can go to the market and buy a bird. And he doesn't have to be cheshish. Maybe the bird that I buy is the bird that escaped, and that was declared as a chatos. Now I'll be makhil as an elo, so it'll be shalikidin. He doesn't have to be cheshish for it. Why? Because it's called polish, and it's not destined to come back to the nest. A bird, once it escapes, it doesn't. In all probability, it's not coming back. But this woman, in all probability, will the same day return to her natural domicile. So it's kavua, even if the kedushin takes place in a state of precious, when it moved away from its natural domicile. This is what the Gemara is saying. Now, Teisves, in Suves, to go over the whole Gemara there. Now, so the Gemara says that if a woman was raped by someone, and we don't know whether the one who raped her is a kosher or a posel, even if rape are sharing, so then it depends. If the woman, let's say, if the one who raped her, so came to her house and raped her, so then we cannot rely on her. I consider it in the deraisa. I mean, ligabe kohune, so there is a special derabon, special akones chachomi, that we need with derabon on two robs. But as far as the deraisa is concerned, so we don't need two robs. So if a woman was raped in her house, and we don't know the identity of the person of the mamis, of the bear. So then we say, she's asur mikune. Even though Roiv, Bnei Oir, happened to be sharing, let's say it's a Jewish city. There are very few Goyim, and very few Psurim, Mamzer, in the city. And one of the city was Me'alisa. We don't know who. So if he was born there, Ozu, Inuligabo. So in other words, if he came to her house. And so then we say call the police Behube police. But if she visited a certain person, and then as she was visiting a certain person, so he was Mehanasar, so then we cannot say call the police Behube police. Because the one who asks her was Kavuah ben Kamei. He was Me'anes her in his house, she went to him. So Memele, it's Kavuah. So he, the Koazli, he knew the Kabo, called the Polish move the Polish. Loitzrich, the Koazli, he knew the Kabai. The Havale, he Kavuah. The Havale, Kavuah. So Teisa says, the Kashi, he knew the Koazli, he knew the Kabai. Pirish, we say, Beison. We say, Beison. So when is it considered kavua only if the woman was nanzo, went to the house of the Baal. But suppose he was ma'aneser in the street, in the city, and that means he wasn't ma'aneser in his house, so then we apply the din of kol poch. Pirush was a base. Only in such a case we can't apply the din of kol poch. But suppose he was ma'aneser in the street, so and it's his city. It's his city, so still it's called the Polish, because that's not his mocking. The domel in him is just as we say when we find the chatichas bosa. Benachanui is not in the store itself. If he bought it in the stores, he doesn't know in which, then it's called what. But if he found it near the store, even though it's very close to the store, the Mikimakriyas, we say Kol Polish. So the Mele, if he met her in the street and he was Me'aneser, so then we say Kol Polish, even though it's in the city. The Chink Abitili Kmush Rabir, the Choshev Kovua, Hoylu Nimtza Bebais. So in other words, if a Kine foundling is found in the street, we don't know whether he's a Jew or an un-Jew. So Yim Rov Yisrael, so he's treated as Yisrael. If Rov inhabitants are, if Yehovim is treated as an Arab, but he was found in the street, so we see that as long as he wasn't found in his own house, let's say, suppose you come into a house, a deserted house, and you find the baby. So there, even if Rov residents of the city happen to be if the Yehovim, but as long as there is one Jewish family living in that city, and you found the baby in the crib, in its own house, so we say, Kol Kovua Kimechtal Nechtal. And we cannot consider him B'ches Kazak. Masha'in came, if you find the foundling in the street, so if Rov residents of the city are going, so then he's B'ches Kazak. So this is what he's saying. The Benozir Perik Beis, Porich Ahodo, Eimer Lishluche, Tzei Mikanish Lisho Stam, Osa Bechol Anoshim Shebeiro, Mikan Sumo, Umosig, Amimer Lo Hano Yishel Renaide, Viat Amret Mi Yisura Denayet, Vichitei Meochanam Vishuke Ashkecha Mikodish, Hosom Hatel Mechuse, Mashma Ligabi Odom, Mishayach Kobi Porish, Mehube Porish, Mishibdehodo Vimechuse. So, in other words, the case is the Kashi. So Tesis in the Kashi assumed like the Pshat of Rashi was, like the Pshat of Tesis was, that when Gemara says, he knows about your base, Hosom Hatel and Yehuse, it means that this woman, the Shliach possibly was Mikadish Rochel for Ruven. Shimon possibly might have been Mikadish Rochel for Ruven. Now when Ruven meets Leah in the street, and he wants to be Mikadish, we tell him, no, you are not allowed to be Mikadish Leah in the street. Why? Even though most women are not sisters of Rochel, only one out of a million of women is a sister of Rochel, but we say it's Kavua. But it's Pirei, she's in the street, so Rashi explains it, but this woman, Leah, that you want to be Mikadish, that possibly might be a sister of Rochel, your wife, so he's destined to go back to her place, to her domicile, to domicile. So even while now she's in a state of precious, of being removed from her domicile, she's also considered to be in her domicile. This is a contradiction. So they said, why? Because it's a human being is naturally disposed to go back to his domicile, his or her domicile. So the Mele takes us as the Kashi. So how does the Gemara say? How does the Gemara say that if the Beye, let's say, left his house and he met, let's say, the woman on the street and he raped her? So then we say, Midraisa, we say, Kol Polish, Mehube Polish, and she is Muteres Likune. But this person, this Nyanes, is destined to go back to his place. So the Mele, even even this moment, when he's away from his domicile, it should be considered as if he had been in his domicile, because this is his destiny and his direction to go back to his domicile. So Tesis gives it terms. Vilach Pirchi, the Hosom Bishasu Yisea, Kishese Boal Shum Isho, Hadrali Nechusi, Ho Isho Shekinish Ashliach, Hocheki Hazlinu Ligabo, Visho Sheo Isho, Harihu Nayit. So he says, in other words, of Tesis, he's saying, where is Tesis in the Kashi? Assumed, like the pshat of Rashi in Ozir, and Tesis in Ozir, like the pshat of Rashi in Ksuves, which is the same, like the pshat of Rashi in Ozir, so Tesis in the Teretz in Ksuves assumes like the Rosh in Ozir. The Rosh in Ozir is Chelikan and Rashi's Shite, and on Tesis Shite in Ozir. Because Rashi and Tesis say that Hosom Hadron Nechuse, the Gemara has reference to Leia, the woman whom he wants to be Mikadish in the street. So the Gemara says he's not allowed to be Mikadish her. Because even though she's Polish at that moment, Leia is Polish, she's in the street now, but she is destined to go back to her domicile, to her home. So even right now she's considered Kavua, Leia is considered Kavua. So the Tesis of Rosh in Ozir and Tesis in Ksuve says that Hosom Hadron Nechuse does not mean, as Rashi explains, Leia is destined at the end of the day to go back to her house. So maybe even now she is considered Kavua. No, it means there is a possibility that at this very moment, when Reuven is trying to be Mikadish, let's say it's 12 o'clock now, and Reuven is trying to be Mikadish, Leia in the street. So it's possible that at this very moment, her sister Rochel, who is the Issa of Leia, who asks Leia to Reuven? Rochel asks Leia to Reuven, because Rochel became a Kodeshes. Only yesterday she became a Kodeshes to Reuven, so she is the Issa's of Leia, her sister. So Mamele, when the Gemara is saying that Hosom Hadrali Nechuse, the Gemara doesn't mean that Leia is considered Kavua because she is destined to go back to her Kriyas. No. The fact that she is destined to go back to the Kriyas doesn't matter, has no significance. But there is a possibility that at this moment, when Reuven is trying to be Mikadish Leia in the street, Rochel is already in her house. So in other words, according to Tetzves and Ksuves and Rosh in Ozir, so the Hadrali Nechuse depends not upon, the Hadrali Nechuse depends not upon the Neseres, but upon the Oiseres. According to Rashi, whether it's Polish or Kavua depends not on the Oiseres, but on the Neseres. Who is the Neseres here? Leia is the Neseres. Who is the Oiseres? Rochel is the Oiseres. So according to Rashi and Tesves in Ozir, so in determining whether it's Kavua or Polish, so we have to consider as to whether, according to Rashi and Tesves in Ozir, we have to consider as to whether the person who is Oser is Kavua or Polish. According to Tesis in Ksuves and Rosh in Ozir, we have to consider as to whether the person who is Eiseya, not Nesa, is Kavua. Now, this is not what is important here. I mean, but since I had to mention the Gemara, and I'm going to discuss that question, so mainly I took advantage of this, and I mentioned that Machlokes Rashim. But what my immediate objective here is to point out the kasha of the primi godim against the Rashi. In other words, from this, according to the frichodos pshat in the Rashi, in Mishneh Sabayis, so the Rashi thought that the Bedek Abayis, the Ro, understood the Tera Sabayis as referring to the case where everybody knows the identity of the Hanuim that sell the Kasheris, and the identity of the Hanus that sells the Neveil. But one customer didn't know, and that one customer himself found out later. So the whole thought that the Rashbam in Teres Habayis was saying that in such a case, all the meat that this one customer bought, and he doesn't know in which store, so even now, after he found out that there is the identity of the store that was selling the Neveilo, and everybody else knew all the time the identity of the store that was selling the Neveilo, so the Rashbam is saying that all, in as much as relative to this customer, it wasn't known, so Memele, it's called, we applied Aloha called the Polish, it's not Kavua. And the Rashbam is saying, no, he never said such a thing. In other words, so what's the Rashbam saying? That even though the customer, that customer didn't know, but others knew, so Memele is considered Kavua even in relation to the person who didn't know. So he has the Kashi. So in other words, what is the Rashbam saying? That if there is one person who knows the identity of the chanus that sells the neveilo, so then we cannot say call the Polish, even in respect to the whole world who doesn't know. So he has the kashe. How is it that Gemara here has the kashe? Gabi Yishu. Then how can Rabbi Yechanan say in the case of Oyim or Mishluchim, say we kadosh li Yishu stam, osa bechol anoshim shebeilom, osa bechol anoshim shebeilom. What? Chazor Shmiyach is a Shluchu say. So the Gemara has the Kashi. The Gemara has the Kashi. But we should rely on Rov. Just as we rely on Rov in the case of a Kan Mefreshes. That if one bird out of the nest flew away, so then he cannot use the remaining bird for the Kobones. But he has to buy a new pair of birds. And he has to be Kiveya, one bird of the new pair. For a chatos, one bird of a new pair, for an eil. And we're not cheshish. When he buys a new pair, maybe the one that he declares in the new pair for chatos, maybe that is the bird that flew away and had already been declared an eil. Why? Because we rely on kopponch. Most birds are not birds. There are millions of birds that did not fly away from a nest that was already declared for a certain illness. Just one so-called Polish, no Polish. So here too, there are millions of women who are ruis for him as a wife. So why should we chishish that this happens to be a mother, a sister, a daughter, one of the sheva chayveis of his wife, or through his wife? So the Gemara says, so the Gemara's kashi was, we should rely and call the Polish through the Polish. So the Gemara says, no, we cannot say call the Polish because it's Hadron Nechusa. Now, Teisves says the Kashi here, I forgot to mention that. Teisves says the Kashi here, and the Kedushin of Samadalet, so Teisves says the Kashi, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that the Oyim of the Shluchai Tzevi Kadosh Lish Yostam, also Bukhan Lashin Shebeilom, and we don't rely on Rov because it's Kavua. So Mele, why is only Reuven allowed to marry a woman? Everybody else should be forbidden to marry a woman. Because for the same reason that Reuven is not allowed to marry Leah. Why? Maybe Leah is the sister of Rochel. Rochel is the woman whom Shimon was mikadesh for Reuven. So no one should be allowed. No one should be allowed to marry any woman as long as he knows there is a woman whom Shimon was mikadesh for Reuven. So that woman is already neshishish. So when he is mikadesh, a woman, maybe she is the woman whom Shimon was mikadesh for Reuven. Strange kash. Vim teima v'kula alme yos umisa noshi dishemo zeisi shiniskach al mishniya. So then Teisa says, V'yesh leima dimidaraise afilu husho anisa. So Teisa says the same thing in Nozat Afyot Veis and in Gittin Daf Samar Dalet. He says that Mideraise, so even Reuven is allowed to marry any woman. And he doesn't have to be Cheshish. If he marries Leah, maybe Leah is a sister, without finding out that Leah has no sisters or that Leah's sister had been married for 10 years, without finding out all that. So Mideraise, Reuven is allowed to marry Leah. And it doesn't have to be Chayshin Shmei is a sister, a mother, a daughter, one of the Chayveis of Rochel. Why? Because Kol Diporis will be Poris. There are millions of women who are not Chayveis of Rochel. So Kol Diporis will be Poris. But we say Kavua, so Taisa says, no, here we cannot apply the Din of Kavua. Why can't we apply the Din of Kavua? Because when do we say Kavua, when the Yisar is Nikam Kamei, but here the Yisar is not Nikam Kamei. Here the Yisar is not Nikam Kamei, because we don't know. So Midraise, Reuven is allowed to marry any woman without investigating as to whether that woman has a sister, has a mother, has a daughter, or if it has, maybe they have been married for a long time, without making any investigation. Midraise, Reuven is allowed to marry any woman. He's allowed to marry Leah. And he doesn't have to be Cheshish. Maybe Leah is a sister, a mother, a daughter of Rochel. Why? Because he can't be Polish. Kavua kimechza mechza domen. But here it's not kavua, because the Isa is not Nikam Kamei. But, so that's the reason as to why everybody else is, even though somebody found out that Shimon was Mikadish, a woman for Reuven, and we don't know who that woman X is, so one is allowed to marry a woman. And he doesn't have to be Cheshish. Maybe that's woman X before, without making an investigation. Maybe that's woman X, because all the Polish, all the Polish. So, but the Chachomim asked Reuven to marry Leah as a knas. So he has to be penalized. He didn't act so nicely. I mean, appoint a shliach to be mikdash a ishe, not him to tell him which ishe. So, but everybody else is not at fault. So they didn't counsel. The latter says, "V'yeshlema b'mraisach v'mushol nisa." That's the Mubas of Reuven. We crave some delicious. We invade the Eloknos and Almesh of Sashliach Stam, the Loy Pilesh, Loy Kaddish and Plainis. Would the day consul, Lachir Loy consul, we intend our beloved son, the Rice of Almi Kavua, the Hokavua Kimechal Mechdome, the Yishlein Adel Almi Kavua Kimechal Dome, Elokish and Lisa Nikala Hatsme, the Aeta Nikala Hatsme, Alokish and Lisa Nikala Hatsme, the Amur. Now, but we say, כל הזבוכים שניסעו ובחתו ניסע מייסי, אפלחת בריבי, יום מסוכלון, so the more אסיקה של מיר משל ניידה, ולאמרי קול דיפוריס מרובי פוריס, so we have a מחלקס between the רשבו and the ראש, the Rashba says that Zeira, according to Rambam, that Zeira applies only to Kochim. It doesn't apply to Chum. According to Rashba, that Zeira applies to Chum as well. But only when he manipulates a Polish. But if it's Pirus, male or not. But according to the Rosh, the Mechaba passes like the Rashba. But the Rosh it is that even Pirus Mele. So he agrees here, Shemayikach Nakavua. So how does Taisva say that here there is a Rabbonon only Gavihim because of the Knas? No, with Rabbonon, we agrees here, Shemayikach Nakavua, according to the Rosh Hite. So the answer is that even according to the Rosh, so when are we agrees here? Shemayikach Nakavua, that's the Gavi Salheta, but the Gavi and Nisho, so even the Rosh is Bimele, that where it's Pirish Bimele, so we are not Gezer. But here we are Gezer, we got the initial only vis-a-vis the Mikadish himself, because he acted very improperly, I mean, in appointing the Shliach to be Mikadish Eish, in a very modest way, in a Nichshelvike way. But as far as everybody else is concerned, so in such a case, since with the Raise, it's not Kavua, so Bimele, even with the Rabbon, it's not considered as Kavua. So the kashe of the primigodim is now according to the prichodosh pshat in this Rashba Mishmer Zabakis. So the Rashba is saying Gechidesh that if there is one person who knows the identity of the chanus that sells nevele, so even relative to a person who didn't know anything. So the melee is considered kavua, and we don't even have to consider the question of kavua l'mafreya. Assuming that we don't say kavua l'mafreya, here it's a plain case of kavua because there is one person who knows. So here the isha herself, the isha knows, Rochel herself knows that woman X. Let's say her name is Rochel. She knows. She knows that her sister Leah is Asur Otu. She knows it. So Mele vis-a-vis Ruvein, it should also be considered Kavua. And Taisa says here that it's not considered Kavua. So we have to say that Rashbo, that's true. The pshat of the Prichodosh in the Rashbo is a true pshat. But the Rashbo doesn't mean, the Rashbo did not assume that the Dro had understood the Teres Abayis to refer to a case where only nobody knew. Nobody knew, just one person. In such a case, if nobody knew, so the person who didn't know could not easily find it out. So mainly we can apply the din of Kol Porich. The Rashbo assumed, according to the Chodesh Pshat, so the Rashbo Mishmer Sabayis assumed that the Ro had assumed that his Halochim the Teira Sabayis had reference to the case where the Chanus that sells Nevele was Yedua. Everybody knew. But of course everybody. There are certain people who were not informed. So a certain person, let's say, a visitor. So he didn't know. But everybody else knew. Most people knew. So Mele, even vis-a-vis the person who was uninformed, it's considered as if it is Yedua. Why? Because most people knew, and the one who didn't know could easily have found out if he had made an inquiry. But he didn't. So Mele, even though he didn't, so the Rashbo Mishmer Sabai says that it's still considered a snikam kid. Mashenkin in a case where no one knows except one person, like here. No one knows except woman X. Let's say her name is Rochel. So woman X knows that her sister Leah is Asura to woman. But no one else knows. And Reuven cannot easily find it out. So in such a case, we do not say just because relative to one person it's Nikabim Keme, that relative to the whole world it's Nikabim Keme, that's not. So maybe, but when the Rashbo says Mishmeres Abayis, so the Pshat of the Prichodosh is a true Pshat, but the lotion of the Rashbo is Omar Akeisei, Hu Chaleim Hu Mifashe, Shamechabe Loyal Chanus Echot, Micheres Boson Avela, Biyodua Omar. What does it mean, Biyodua Omar? Yedua means Yedua, the Choloilo. But there was one customer who didn't know. So Mimele, in such a case, even relative to that customer who didn't know and who bought it before he found out the identity of the Chanus, so it's considered becoming Kebe. Because everybody else knew, rough people knew. Mashenkin, the Loshi Yedua means, Mashenkin in the case where no one knows and no one has a way of knowing. But there is one person who knows. So then it's considered peerage, even if there is more than one. Let's say in the case of the Bramfman planet. So there was more than one person. There was probably a handful of people who knew all the time. But most people didn't know. And it was Becheskas Kashres. So Mimele, it was not considered Nikabun Kene. It was not considered Nikabun Kene. Okay, all right. So then. Now, we went over alright, the next scene, this one. Shekom kovu akimert hochi alfinu govu kameu shere kame dixibes mikro divor avlein vikom prat nizirik ebel chaburas anoshim shiyamdu shiyotem yisrael vechad vichom ulpot vishmsot vetlifo shet rov. ואף אגב ברוב ישראלי, מכל מקום אבו גבוע, הוא חמחצה ומחצה דום. וידע, דהודי קיימלון, יכול גבוע כמחצה ומחצה, הוא בין לי כולה בין לי חומרי, כי נטס חנויץ, מי חייץ בוס הנבילות, ואחז בוס השחוטו, ולא כך מידי המאיזה מלא כך. הרי כמחצה ומחצה, ולא יוסר אלו משם סביק, ולא אמרינו דהבי כירו בו, הוכה אמרינו בהדיה ופרקה מנקסוביס. In other words, that it has significance, usually we think that Kol Kovu Akimech Tzomech Tzodom is a chumre. In other words, we don't rely on Rov. No, but it has a kule aspect too. Let's say, in other words, suppose Tes Chamis Meichis Boso Neveu V'Achaz Boso Shchuto V'Lokach V'Yideya Meizimem Lokach Habiki Mechza Al Mechzo V'Lo Yoser Al Mishim Sveike. So of course Sveike the rise is the Chumre, but it's considered only Sofik, not Sofik Iser, not Mada Iser. And let's say, according to Ram Tam Shite, that Sofik Yachud Bikubi, Sofik Yachud Bitarubes. Sofik Yachud Bikubi, Sofik Yachud Bitarubes is Muter. So in such a case, on account of the din of Kol Kovu Akimech Tal Mechza Dome, so if someone bought in a city where 9 stores sell Neveil, 1 store sells Shchuta, and someone bought in one of the stores, he doesn't know in which. From the point of view of law, if we were not to consider Kovua, so then it should be considered as Vada Neveil. But because of Kovua, so it's considered Sofik Neveil. And according to Rabbi Tam, we say, Sofik Yachud Bikubi, Sofik Yachud Tarubes, if that Chatiche would be Nisarei, with another Chatiche, so then we would apply the din of Sofiki. We don't pass like Rabbi Tam, I mean, but in other words, so this is what he said, that it has a kule aspect too. Avul Boso, Hanimso Bishuk, Biyad Bichovi Muter, Kim Sherim Hanuis, Mechis Bosa Shrut, Avilu Uchticho, Ruyo Yishabet, Kach Poshut Bipesi. Now, what is he saying here? It's very mistaken. And he says it's Poshut Bipesi. But we see, I mean, of course it's mistaken. But what is he saying? What is he telling us? In other words, that even though Chticho Ruyo Yishabet, so with the Rabbonon, there is no Bittul. So that only means that Achticho Ruyon Yishabit, the Bittul din doesn't apply. Of Isanepach Leheta doesn't apply. But the Birur of Kol Diporish applies to Achticho Ruyon Yishabit as well. So Mele, if it is Nimso Bishuk, so true on the basis of Bittul not, but of Isanepach Leheta not, we cannot say. But on the basis of Kol Diporish it is Mutar. But suppose, let's say, suppose you find in the street many chatiches, and somehow most of the chatiches that are sold in the store fell into the street. Most of the chatiches, there was a hurricane. And then, so all the chatiches boso that were in the stores, in the market, so were thrown off the tables from the store, off the tables in the stores, and they fell into the street. So certain chatiches fell in one spot in the street, other chatiches in another spot in the street. Everything fell in the street. And then most of the chatiches that were originally in the store are now in the street, but in different positions, in different spots in the streets. Different spots in the street. So the mele, so each chatiche that one finds in a certain spot, he'll be allowed to eat. But he will not be allowed to eat all the chatiches together. Because in a case, where does the Rosh say that one is allowed to eat all the, even the 3 chatiches mibasachas, where there is bittul? Masheiki chatiche really is chavi, there is no bittul. So we cannot say, but on the basis of Kol Diporish. So on the basis of Kol Diporish, as to an individual chatiche, he can say Kol Diporish. But as to many chatiches, he cannot say Kol Diporish. So in the mele, not only Basachas will not be allowed to eat all the chatiches, but even Bozachase, he will not be allowed to eat all the chatiches. But only one chatiche. So this is what he's saying. A few chaticha oil is chavei, in other words, so the chaticha oil is chavei, the din of bittul of Isanep Leheta doesn't apply. But the bureau of Kol Diporish applies even by chaticha oil is chavei. Now, we have to, but so he says, kach poshut bepesi. The only thing that that we have to say that there is one Rishi according to whom this wouldn't be so. I mean, I didn't see that anyone of the Achilim should say it, but that's how it's mashma. I mentioned that the Shite, there is one Rishi, the Tesis read in Borobasra da Flamadal, and he says that by Yomish Biyomish, there is no din of Issa Neperheta. By Yomish Biyomish, Issa Neperheta is only Shaya Belar Belach, where we have even distribution. But by Yomish Biyomish, where the Issa is even with Natsme, and the Heter is even with Natsme, and the Tarubes is only subjective, there is no objective Tarubes. In other words, we are mixed up, we don't know. But objectively, there is no mix up, there is no Tarubes, so there is no Aloha of Issa Neperheta. So, but when we say chavitrei bottle, that's an expression chavitrei bottle. But it means kol b'poish, milu b'poish. In other words, it means the same thing as what the more means in Ksuvos Dafte Zayin, that the tinik shenimtzo, the foundling who is found b'yir sherubo in the kechovim, so machil l'sinevela. So we consider him as a goy, and the b'yir sherubo in Israel we consider him as a Jew. So does it mean isa lepach le'eter? That even if Rabbi Shmaya is Galye, that he is a goy, so he becomes converted into a Jew, and vice versa. I mean, that couldn't take place. That couldn't take place. So I mean, there is no bitl. I'm a human being. I mean that a human being who is a goy should be nefach ben Yisrael just like that, or vice versa. So they are.